Boys and girls, we come this morning to the letter S, and I want you to look up for me a little verse that's found in the Gospel of Matthew, and it's Matthew 6 and verse 33. So if someone would find that for me, and then just stand up to your feet and read it out for me, that would be great. Thanks, Luke. Matthew 6 and verse 33. Thank you very much, Luke. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Boys and girls, this is a lovely verse that we often hear prayed for by people in prayer meetings, for example, where they tell us that it's important for us to seek first the kingdom of God. And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ on this occasion is speaking in what we refer to as the Sermon on the Mount. The Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He's teaching them many very valuable lessons. And of course, he's reminding his disciples and us that those who follow after the Lord Jesus Christ, that those who take his name and seek to follow his way of life, that they are to be different from those who live around them. Now, I know today that it's very difficult for us to be like that, but that shouldn't be the case. Our lives should be very, very different from those who live around us. In fact, people ought to know when they look at us that we have been with Jesus, that there's just something different about us. That's why we sing hymns, for example, "What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart." If there's no difference, there's something wrong. If we don't have different attitudes and different desires, and we don't have things that are changing in our lives, we need to think seriously about that. Now, Jesus is speaking here to his disciples about being different, and he compares them on this occasion to the Gentiles and to what the Gentiles craved after. And of course, they craved after money and food and drink, and they craved after very luxurious garments, great clothing. All the things that had to do more with the body than the soul, things that had to do more with time than eternity. And the Lord Jesus Christ says to them, listen, the Gentiles are straining every muscle to attain these things in life, food, clothing, money, power, all of those things. They're straining every muscle to get their hands on these things. And Jesus says, but you who are my followers, he says, you seek first the kingdom of God. If I could put it into a way that we'll really all understand, it's this. Jesus says to his disciples, you make the kingdom of God your number one priority. Your number one priority. I'm not great at making New Year's resolutions, for I never keep any of them. Usually a day or two and they're gone, so I don't bother with that anymore. Sometimes we prioritize our lives, don't we? All of us, not just the boys and girls, but all of us, we prioritize our lives. But what are the things that we strive for? What are the things that really matter? What are the things that we feel are really important to us? Instead of sometimes thinking about the things that matter to us, we ought to think about the things that matter to him. After all, we belong to him. After all, we take the name of being Christians. And Jesus says that if you really belong to me, seek. The word means strive after. Flex every muscle until you attain it. Do everything you can in your power. For what? He says, to make me and my kingdom and my work your number one priority. In my daily notes the other day, I was encouraged to write down a list of priorities for 2008. And I thought about that and I took pen to paper. And then I realized, you know, there were so many things that didn't matter. But there's one thing that really did. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Boys and girls, early in life, build your life upon the Lord Jesus. Make sure that your foundation for all of life's journeys found in Him. You could grow up to get the best job in the country, the biggest name in history, all the things that other people deem to be important. And if you don't know Christ as your Savior, it doesn't matter that. You seek first Him and His kingdom. And all of us who are grown-ups today, what a challenge. I could go on and not do it, but there's a whole sermon in that little text, isn't there? All of us who are Christians entering into 2008, what's on your list of priorities? Need a loss of stone. I would need a loss two, but then an up a wed when I enter heaven. But I will have to give an account. And Jesus says, you make me your number one priority. That should drive us to the place of prayer instead of to something else on a Wednesday night that's less important. That should bring us out on a Sunday to worship at the Lord's feet and around His Word instead of at something else that is less important. Seek ye first. Make it your number one priority. For the Lord says, that's what I expect of those who follow after me.